I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Radio episode 52 on the 1st of November 2005. We're joined in the studio by TC once again.
Hey.
And our good old friend Planet Lay.
What's up, doggies?
Oh man, I've run out of rolling paper. Fuck. Can anyone contribute to some rolling paper?
Yeah, I'll just send some down the line.
Cool. And I'll print it off. Fax me some rolling paper, blood.
Yeah.
You're on the roll-ups now.
Yeah, because I've run out of cigarettes. How's everything going since yesterday's episode, which was very...
Eventful.
Yes.
Not bad. Yeah, a couple of bits and bobs caught my eye. Nothing really major.
Well, for me, I'm not feeling too good. Had a day off work today. So I just spent my life learning about encryption.
That's always good.
Something I've never really had much time to get into, but I'm just starting to now, actually. Yeah, learning about the Vernon encryption. And as well, you know, different kind of stream ciphers and things like that.
Sure.
Good fun.
Excellent. I think we should do an episode together one day, because we need to do the second part of my encryption 101. If you can remember, I did one, don't know how many episodes down the line. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
So, for listeners that may be aware that I have made some changes to the front page. I got a bit bored of the standard FBI owns you, and also I've finally added TC to our members list.
And
go check that out. Tell me what you think. Let me know if you like the front page. That's pretty much it as far as Hacker Voice goes. 2600 meeting will be held this Friday coming. Everybody's meeting standard place Trocadero from 6:20 I think onwards, and I think that's it. Sadly, I don't think we're joined by Ionix tonight. Actually, I haven't even turned on X-Light, so maybe he was trying to get through to me. In that case, we might hear him later on. Yeah, that's about it from me.
Well, there's something I've noticed I want to point out.
Okay.
I'm fed up with fireworks night early. It's midweek, I have a headache, and there's fireworks all night. I mean, even when it's light outside. I mean, what's that all about?
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Fireworks have been going on since even before fucking Halloween. I guess it's going to create... It's just going to pretty much... be throughout the whole of the winter.
That's a carry
on to New Year, at least. Why the hell did they change the fireworks laws?
Why did they change it to?
I remember as a kid, fireworks went on sale about a week before fireworks night.
Yeah.
And they stopped the day after.
Right.
And you heard fireworks at the weekend and on the 5th.
Yeah.
Now, they seem to go on sale about August. Mm-hmm. If you don't go to an actual fireworks shop, which there are now more and more of, and they just keep on selling even in post offices and shit like that until bloody January or something.
Like, corner shops and stuff.
Yeah. I started noticing this around the turn of the millennium.
Mm.
Now, I don't know what you guys did for that, but I was at a piss-up. obviously.
And
party time.
Yeah.
And then around midnight on when we rolled over to 2000, there were non-stop fireworks just everywhere. And since then, it seems that they're just on sale all the bloody time.
Yeah.
I mean, they were going off at midnight out there last night.
But I've noticed this is causing a big problem. I mean, you look at, I was, yeah, up in London the other day, driving around one of the back streets, and there's some kids who are riding around a motor on their little kind of pedal bikes, you know, the ones with the little revving scooters or whatever have you. Mm. And they were sitting there with these fireworks, lighting them, setting them off, like, towards buildings and things. I mean, it's like, do they have no sense?
Explosives in the hands of idiots.
Oh, man, yeah, I have noticed that, well, most kind of shops, to actually get access to fireworks, you have to be over a certain age, which is kind of good, but that doesn't stop the average motherfucker from going in and getting himself a pack of fireworks and setting them off. Now, I have to admit, I have been prone to setting fireworks off at, like, public places and on roads and stuff. After consuming too much vodka. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. I think they should limit it to like maybe half a month's worth of sale.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy because I just found my DKU5 cable, which is the cable that connects my Nokia to USB. And I thought I lost it, but I managed to find it.
No Bluetooth?
No, this Nokia doesn't have Bluetooth. As I was saying last night's episode, I will be getting a new XDA2S phone, which is just an amazing, amazing device.
Make it cream.
Yeah, as soon as I get it, I'll be doing a little report on it, just like making everybody jealous and showing it off. It's gonna fucking cost me enough. What else? Oh yeah, a few things I missed out to say on, well, I didn't get the chance to say in last night's episode. It was when I was at the Science Museum, if you remember. I actually, there was a exhibit there that did a retinal scan of you. And I got myself a retinal scan. Which is quite funny because as you were going through the kind of wizard of the retinal scanner, it said, "Do you wish the Science Museum to make a web page for you so everybody else can view your retinal scan?" And I was like, "Nope." And also there, I had a fingerprint scan and basically scanned your eye. Now I was thinking, for like a poor man's retinal scanner, I was thinking, how could you make one for yourself? Now the start would be a very good high quality, high resolution digital camera, and also maybe a few mirrors and a magnifying system with some sort of illumination. You could probably do that with like a periscope like device with a few LEDs around, so it illuminates your eye and it takes a highly detailed picture of your eyeball. Now you could probably get away with about 2 megapixel. I don't know what kind of quality you'd need, but I'm guessing about above maybe 2 megapixel. And with a program called RoboVision, which I've been playing around lately, primarily for motion detection on security cameras, you can get it so that it detects shapes in the eyeball. So let's say your eyeball is light coloured. Then the color is going to be a little bit darker, and the darkest object will be your pupil. Once it's detected that, it zooms into that, takes a snapshot of that, and then basically hashes what it sees. So it'll hash all the RGB code of what it's seen, and then produces your retinal scan. And then every time somebody needed to do something with that, they would have to show their eye, and then it would take that snapshot and match it to the first hash, and then hence giving you authentication of your eye or not. So if somebody else came up to it would see a different eyeball, and it will say, "No, you're not this person." Now, I was thinking you could really, if you were going to kind of go full speed with this, totally geek it out, maybe incorporate some sort of a relay switch so that if the authentication is passed, it trips a relay, which trips an electric magnet, which will open a bolt on a door. So you could have that actually close and open a door. All through maybe a USB device or something like that, or a microboard or something like that, which are pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the way that everything seems to be going with doors. I mean, you may have already mentioned about it, but you know the RFID.
Yeah.
They have the RFID locks now for the doors.
That's right. Yeah, I've got one in my house actually.
They're amazing. I mean, they really are. It's the way everything seems to be going now. It's kind of like, it is the future, you know, you see on all the movies, is just coming into life.
Yeah. But another thing I wanted to mention, realized that you were talking about RFID. Very soon, a supplier that I know will be shipping me two RFID detection kits, which will incorporate a receiver, or like a read-write function on a receiver on a PCB port, on a PCB port with a USB adapter.
All right.
So basically what you do is you scan any RFID device and it spits out the binary of it. So not only will you be able to read it, you can actually write to it.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, and as I said, I'm buying two. One will be shipped to Ionix and one will be for me. Anyone else that wants them, just let me know. Drop me an email or something and I'll see what I can do. Obviously, it's going to be, I think the price is around 90 quid. So let me know if you want one and send me 90 quid and you get yourself an RFID kit, which comprises three Oyster cards, like Oyster card devices, and about four fobs. So you'll get yourself a nice little kit there.
I think I will have to go get one from you.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Planet?
I think it sounds pretty damn cool.
Would you want one?
No. I'm weighing up the 90 quid thing. You know, I'd want one, but can I spare 90 quid at the minute?
No.
Not really. I'm a bit bloody skint, so
no,
I'll have to leave it for the future. I might have a look at yours if you bring it to me.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I'll definitely bring it down as soon as I got it, you know, in full operational mode.
Sweet.
I think I mentioned this before. Maybe I didn't mention it on air, but yeah, I'll put a link up of the website anyway. The manufacturer. I'm sure I mentioned it on an episode, so I guess you just got to listen back to the link, and I'll post one in the forums as well. They do some mad kits like for robotics and stuff like that. Really cool website. Yeah. Bit pricey for a Christmas present, but you know, nevertheless,
worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you actually like write to these key fobs? I mean, how are they working?
Basically, there's an application that runs on your machine, and it's you can actually write your own code in with like a, oh man, let me find out exactly, but it's going to be like some sort of for fuck's sake, it's going to be like a hex code.
Oh, I see.
So you would have to know what you're looking at first to be able to. It's called fidgets.com. fidgets.com.
Right.
And they currently only supply Canada with these devices, but I actually got in touch with them and they put me through to one of their UK distributors. And currently, the UK distributor does not have any in stock. And as soon as they do, they will be sending them straight to me.
Oh, wicked. Well, tell you what, I'll be going to that site and check it out.
Yeah, just to actually answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is, there is an application on there, but it's completely, you can actually develop it yourself.
Right.
One second, let me just find this thing. Okay. Yeah, it's currently $90, so I'm guessing around, I don't know what the exchange rate is, but it's going to be like 60, maybe 65 British pounds.
Yeah, that should be about right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'd say that's worth it, definitely worth it.
Right, yeah, what you do is you actually, there's software environment, there's a software environment where you can, there's a program that runs the DLLs and stuff like that to pick up the stuff that to run basically the drivers for the USB device.
Mm.
So using like C, C++ with the DLL, you can actually force code, inject code through.
All right.
There's a way, it's actually on the website, like all the kind of stuff you do, like a quick start guide and all that crap to get through it. But there's some very cool stuff that you can do with it once you've got the software, and you can download it free from their website.
All right.
So you could push through code into the device to be able to be read. But it's all using C++ and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of, you know, very, very, well, I can't think of the word of using that. Yeah, easy to expand. Yeah, you can actually develop it yourself.
You can develop onto it as long as you've got, like, you can fuck around with the DLL itself and stuff like that and make it do different things.
So, that's what I like to see.
Yeah, there's loads of like libraries and stuff like that, but it is dependent on it's very much dependent on what you're running, and that's XP.
Ah, I see. So, well, I'm sure it won't be too bad to get a nice version of XP running up again.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you could probably port it to Linux. I don't see why not.
Just take a bit of time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. I just, the amount of things I'm doing at the moment, I'm sure it'd be quite fun.
Any news? Yes.
Well, not from my end.
Anything from my end?
Just saw a little something just before I came online from sysinternals.com. One of the guys there has been updating his blog. And what he's updated it with is a little story from yesterday where what he found out was that Sony DRM protected music CDs install rootkits onto your computer.
I was actually checking that out today as well, yeah.
It's bloody nuts. It's scary. It's a massive, massive article. It's really gone into depth with it. I've not had the time yet to read it all. But it's bloody frightening stuff. So the best thing to do is go to sysinternals and try and check that out.
Basically, there's no indication of any kind of phone home function, but it, in principle, it's a security flaw
in the
software. Now, there's a debate whether you can sue them or they can sue you for removing this DRM backdoor, whatever you want to call it, rootkit. So it's fundamentally, it's illegal, I think, in the software world, if they're installing this shit on your computer without you knowing.
You'd think so, yeah.
Because finally, at the end of the day, you know, your computer is your computer. You own the computer.
It's a whole privacy thing.
Exactly. Mm. Nobody has the right to license you what you do or monitor what you do on your computer, because at the end, you know, you've purchased the machinery. And you purchased the operating system, or not. Should the case may be, you could be running... Well, you could be running Linux, but you could just be running XP that you bought from the shop. And that's where it ends, okay? With these companies, what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that nothing's happening to their software, because... I don't even know why Sony is doing this. I mean, obviously Sony is the fucking hardware of is the Microsoft of hardware.
I'll say they're also bloody paranoid nowadays. But the thing is, I mean, it's the same with a lot of licensing things. I mean, you look at music, for example. If they didn't have the downloads, then a lot of them probably wouldn't get the amount of sales they would. Sure. I mean, because a lot of people just download to try it out.
I think that's been like a reoccurring theme with me and Planet. That we've been saying, you know, I think they should allow a download. So the person enjoys the track.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably buy it as well.
Yeah.
So use that function as a tool in your sales and marketing, and not as your enemy.
Yeah.
But the problem with these companies is that they're so profit focused that it's insane, because there's not much you can do.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, you know, is continue going on. But I don't know if you guys have noticed how much actually downloading how much downloading content from the internet has become so media hyped. Like, everybody's downloading this, everybody's downloading that, when it's been going on for many, many years. Mm. It's just now, for some reason, and I think it could be partially because of them trying to push everything so that, you know, you can win, like, I don't know, 3 free downloads. Fuck you. I can just, you know, go on my fucking P2P and I'll just download that in like 2 minutes. Thank you very much. It's ridiculous, and let's just open things up instead of closing things down.
Yeah.
Now I want to move into a little bit of art. I myself is very interested in art and music and stuff like that. That's one of the things that I haven't really brought up on the shows. I'm not an artist myself. I can't call myself an artist, but I enjoy artwork. Now, somebody that's struck my eye recently is a underground artist called
funny name.
Yeah. Fuck's sake, you know, this is what happens with live radio. Is that something comes into your head and it goes straight out again. It's just a ridiculous man. His name is Beep.
We'll insert that later.
Yeah, we'll insert that later. Yes, anyway, the unnamed artist who struck my eye, and he's fantastic. He does a stencil graffiti, which basically means that what he does is he goes around London putting up a stencil and spray painting that on. And his name is Banksy. Sorry, I was thinking Binksy or Banksy, blah blah blah. But I do apologise to him if he's listening. I didn't mean to offend you. Now, please do go check out his artwork. You can find that at www.banksy.co.uk. He's just got some marvellous, marvellous artwork. It's just fantastic to see what the guy does.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy's stuff. It's amazing.
Now, if you notice, the picture that he uses in one of the indoor paintings is the same as the one that is on our site, a photoshopped version. So, you know, you can see where I was going with this. You might be able to work out. Now, the guy is you can hardly ever get in touch with this guy. But we're trying our best to actually do an episode maybe once with him and maybe do an interview. He's all over London. His main theme is rats. Now, the reason he uses rats is because it's a symbolism for the little guy. And it's always about the little guy, you know, winning. And basically there's a quote that he's written, or in a little paragraph, which goes, imagine a city where graffiti isn't illegal, a city where everybody could draw whatever they liked, where every street was awash with a million colors and a million phrases, where standing at a bus stop was never boring, a city that felt like living, breathing, which belonged to everybody, not just the state agents and barons of big businesses. Imagine a city like that, and stop leaning against the wall. it's wet. So yeah, he does some fantastic artwork. I think some of his famous artwork is the two kissing policemen. Others is the there's also a statue of Caesar. He's done some artwork in the US, but the most kind of the most hitting artwork that he does is on the South Bank, I think. You know, in Israel, they've got that huge wall that divides that divides Palestine and Israel. Mm. He'd done a huge mural on that wall, and he also painted a few other things as well, which I think are fantastic. So do check him out.
But yeah, and again with him, I mean, you listen to that speech from him. I mean, that is completely different. You look at these other graffiti people. I mean, graffiti so-called artists.
Yeah,
you know, they're like, oh, we're an artist. They're not art because they don't really care what they're doing. They're just kind of destroying with their tags. I can't stand the tags, you know. It's just a not very legible squiggle written on a wall.
Yeah.
In comparison to these people who come out with this artwork.
Yeah.
Which is so much more interesting to look at.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, when you're going along on a train, you're sitting there going to work, and you look in the walls, and you see these little squiggles. But then you come across one. That just sticks out to you. You sit and think, wow, I mean, somebody has taken the time to do that and actually done it properly and well.
For anybody that doesn't know, Banksy did the front cover of... What was that band called? Fuck. I should really research this stuff before I, like, talk. he did the front cover of... come on, fucking internet. What was it? Something or another.
something or another.
Oh, somebody help me out.
Lack of internet right here, I'm afraid.
Yeah. For an album, I don't know if anyone has heard of Think Tank.
Think Tank, yes, I know them.
Yeah, well, he's done their front cover.
Oh, right.
He has... done a hell of a lot of stuff, actually. Sapphire was today, she went around doing some looking out for him. Well, she went around London looking for Banksy murals and Banksy stencils and stuff like that, and found quite a lot. I definitely will be checking him out sometime soon.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go around. Yeah, and if anybody sees him, I'll tell you what you should do. Take a picture if you got your camera, upload it, and see if, you know, put it on the image gallery, put it on the site.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it'll be good to see him. And that goes for, I mean, I say that goes for any artwork. I mean, I'll be doing the same. If you see anything that really sticks out to you and really says something to you.
Definitely. One of my favorites is the one he did for... Pulp Fiction.
Oh, wow.
You've got the two guys from Pulp Fiction holding bananas instead of guns in that scene where they shoot the fuck out of that guy.
Yeah, I've seen that. You can buy that in an actual on canvas now down in Brighton.
Also, I don't know if anyone's aware, there is a statue of Liberty somewhere in London. I've forgotten where. And what he's done is basically he's given a leather boots and a thong.
Nice.
Do check that out as well. And my kind of art is kind of, I don't know, I might even upload some of my stuff just so people can criticize it.
Laugh at you.
Yeah, but I've got to do some more. I definitely do.
Yeah.
What I used to do was kind of obscure kind of viewpoint, vanishing point artwork where it would be on canvas but spray painted and stenciled and then gone over with black marker and stuff like that. So that's the kind of stuff I used to do. I don't know, have you heard of Banksy before?
No, never until you sent me the link.
Yeah.
But it's damned impressive stuff. Especially around our way, the only kind of graffiti art you get is someone writing cock on the wall.
Yeah.
And maybe drawing one as well. Which isn't art, it's just being a twat. Yeah. But this stuff, you can tell the guy's got a real eye for what he's doing.
Yeah.
And where he does it. And yeah, I think it's fucking gorgeous looking.
It's very, very cool stuff, because it's very descriptive, you know. When you see it, it only makes it makes you believe for a second that it's real. That's kind of that's how good it is, and I do like the fact that he's using rats as a metaphor for the kind of eternal battle between the, you know, the little people like us and the big people that try and silence everyone who's trying to make a move.
Yeah. Actually, but on the subject of stencils, I saw an article come up earlier about IBM.
Right.
Apparently, these employees from IBM were actually spraying stencils of this Peace, Love, and Tux. You know, seeing so it was like loads of these different little stencils. I thought it was absolutely, yeah, they're really good stencils. Quite amusing to see. But apparently they'd been stenciling them all around New York. And obviously, you know, once they found out it's IBM, these poor guys have then got a whole lot of community service trying to clean it up. I thought it was quite amusing. Nice big company, and they're stenciling Tux logos everywhere.
I think trying to get Banksy on the show would be probably the most impossible thing ever.
Yeah.
Because he is such a... Well, you know, he's trying to save... Well, he's trying to do what he loves. And making himself available would mean that he could go to prison very quickly.
Mm.
And the reason why he'd go to prison is because exactly what we're doing is freedom of speech and enforcing... different ideologies. In some ways, he's doing it very publicly, obviously, because a lot of people see his art. If they you know, even if they want to or they don't. Now, I'd love to use that same kind of law or same kind of trail of thought with advertising, because you could say. Graffiti, in a sense, is visual cluttering. You know, it's disturbance of the eye. It's not very nice. Most of it is really ugly, except for, you know, some rare artists. You know, that I've come across. Zonk is one of them, and other guys. You could say advertising is the same, because there's just like shitloads of it. You know, you can't not look at advertising. It's there. It's bright, and it uses, you know, very strong colours. And they spend a lot of money on psychological ways of getting you to attract your attention, specifically on which colour they use and what kind of background and stuff like that. Everybody knows, you know, if you use bright colours, it draws your eye and everything like that.
And it's on our bloody clothing as well.
Yeah, exactly. So,
you just can't get away.
But I'm not so much upset with the clothing. That's a whole different trail of thought, because that's somebody chooses to wear a label and all that kind of stuff. I'm really, really upset. I don't know if you guys share my same view. I really don't like being bombarded by these images every day while I'm traveling with, like, you know, fucking this and buy that and, you know, Tetley's that and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sitting on the tube, for example, you look up. As soon as you look up, you've got it just above the tube map. You've just got the whole thing covered in adverts.
Yeah.
You look down, someone's reading a newspaper. All over the back of the newspaper, there's going to be advertisements.
Mm.
I was going to say, you look at someone's magazine, books. I mean, whatever you see nowadays, I mean, it's just an advertisement for something. And, I mean, it's just getting worse. It really is.
What kind of... I mean, throughout London, I guess when you kind of go further out, I don't know whereabouts you live, Planet, but I guess you'd have more centralised advertising, wouldn't you? Like on maybe major roads.
Not so much on the roads, but you know, you get the old billboards and that about the place, which again is a pain in the arse. I'm totally with you. It's gone too far, I think. You are bombarded every single place you go throughout your life.
Yeah.
I'm phasing in and out a bit as well. Oh, right. I can't really hear you guys, I'm afraid.
Okay. Can I do anything about that at this moment? Oh, Ionix is back on. Hello. Can everyone hear me?
Hey, yes.
You know what? Let's close this and call him back. Does this
help? We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, sorry, carry on. You were saying something and then you started phasing out.
Where did I get to?
Billboards, you agree with me, and
yeah. Yeah, I'm basically saying that everywhere you go, every step of your day, you are bombarded with this advertising, marketing bullshit, you know, which is a major pain in the arse, and I think you're right, because it is intrusive.
Yeah, well, it's an onslaught of images designed specifically to alter your frame of mind. Now, I don't know anyone who disagree with me on that point, where it's specifically designed to alter your frame of mind. And I don't see how you can't compare it to graffiti. If you want to treat it with the same kind of way, then I think it should be illegal as well.
Yeah.
Ban all ads.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what was I thinking? Some guy, I was watching a documentary once. I think it was about Atari or something like that. And this programmer went, he was an American programmer, he went to Russia. And he said how Russia was seen very, very kind of very dead or very cold, because it didn't have any billboards, didn't have any advertising, and for some reason it just made a city more alive with shitloads of advertising.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, if let's say tomorrow you didn't see a single billboard, all advertising was taken down, instantly everything will become slightly a little bit more grey, a little bit more dull, wouldn't it?
That's very true.
Yeah.
I think it'd be better.
Yeah, but, I mean, in saying that, because it's going to be like that, it won't distract you from what your trail of mind, your thought, because you won't have those constant subliminal messages that you're probably not even aware of it, because, you know, like, even on the buses, you know, you see an advert for like Dr. Pepper or for Red Bull or something like that, and it really does affect you, because as soon as you go into a shop and you think, I'm thirsty, but you're not very decisive, but you make that snap decision on which drink to buy, but the reason you've chosen that drink, that decision wasn't made by you, it was made by that subliminal image that was forced upon you by that advert.
I mean, well, if you replace them, I mean, with a different kind of thing, like something that's more artistic, you know, not necessarily advertising anything in particular, but it was still as stimulating in a way, you know, you could look at it and think, that is, you know, and admire the artwork instead. Now, then again, you know, it would still lighten up the mood a bit. Uh-huh. You know, you've still got the colours, but then again, you're not concentrating on the subliminal messages of the advert.
Sure.
I mean, see, this is my opinion anyway. That's how I think you should be more towards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anyone's aware of the kind of socialistical propaganda posters and stuff like that that were usually in early CCCP, the old days of Russia, and all that kind of stuff, with, you know, you had the guy with his hand and, you know, we shall fight and stuff like that. That kind of imagery I really love. And if you go to Tate Modern, you will actually see a whole section of the gallery devoted for that stuff. And it's fantastic artwork.
It really is.
Because it's pure artwork. It was painted by hand. But it's just amazing the amount of... It actually shows how advertising can very, very quick... very easily become productive, and it can motivate you in a way. Now, that way could be positive or it could be negative. Yeah. But in saying that, I think we need to get ourselves some stickers made.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All I'll check that out tomorrow. Bad apart from ours.
Sorry? Yeah. I don't know. I think Ionic said that he's working on it. I might ask him once we get off the show, because I don't want to be typing. It's a bit rude. Even though I typed most of the show of Strom when Strom was on as well. He could really hear it, and I was like, yeah.
I'm going to buy you a quiet keyboard, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, ASL.
Yeah.
How big are your boobs?
Oh.
I can see everything you're typing.
Damn. I was about to say, how the fuck did you know?
See, now the next thing is going to be door. Hey baby, ASL, do you have an MP3 player in your breasts?
Yeah. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left. Hopefully Ionex will call in. Oh yes, he's going to call in. Fantastic. Dun, 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 dun.
Drum roll, please.
That's a drum roll. That's a really shit old car trying to start an engine.
So it's someone who's really cold.
Yeah. Brrr. Brrr.
Right, here's a quick news story until my article shows up. From the Yorkshire Evening Post. A drunk who claimed he was being raped by a dog yesterday was jailed for 12 months by a judge. Martin Hoyle, who is 45, was arrested by police after a passing motorist and his girlfriend found a Staffordshire Bull Terrier called Badger having sex with him at the side of a road in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire. Just to skip to the end of the story, when he was jailing him, Judge Alistair McCallum told Hoyle, never before in my time at the bar or on the bench have I ever had to deal with somebody who voluntarily allowed himself to be buggered by a dog on the public highway. So there, dog sex.
Yeah. Hello, Ionix.
Hello.
Did you catch any of our dog buggering?
I did. I came in right at the very beginning of that. 45.
Pardon the pun.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to just turn yourself up a tiny little bit?
Oh, yeah.
That's much better.
Cool.
So, as I was saying, yeah, we've got about 10, 15 minutes left of the show. I guess you just came back from work?
Yeah, I just got home.
Yeah. So, how's everything down at the U.S.?
Things are going pretty well, I suppose. The weather's been great.
Cool.
Nice, sunny, warm.
Lucky for some.
Looks like we might actually get a qualified Chief Justice on our Supreme Court.
All right.
That's always a decent thing.
So the one that was appointed is now fired, so you're going to get another one.
Yeah, the lady that was the first appointed was kind of shot down.
All right.
Early. With extreme prejudice.
Wow.
Well, apparently the only qualification that she really had for the job is that she was a George W.'s lawyer.
Oh, okay.
In Texas. Which apparently just doesn't cut it as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Oh, maybe.
If you can imagine.
Yeah. Well, it cuts it for him.
Yeah. Yeah. What a dill hole.
How's work on stickers going?
Yes. I did not even start. Oh, I will start tonight, I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
No, that's fine.
Yes, it's going very well within the conceptual sort of phase.
Yeah. I don't know, I made a sketch and a bit of paper and...
It was a napkin, actually.
Yeah.
Well, any designs you get, I mean, send them through to me as well. I mean, because, well, if I suddenly see somewhere that I think we could get them, I could send the design off as well, and I just kind of, well, start handing them out to you.
Cool.
Get them sent out.
Excellent.
Cool.
Oh, Ionix, have you checked out the front page and the members bit on our website?
Oh, no, I have not. I'm doing that now.
Okay.
I have noticed one problem, though.
What's that?
On my profile, the first word is Ionix.
I've changed that.
No.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't?
I like it. It's like my profile attacked you. It's just taking over.
What did you think about, the front page?
Oh, hang on. The splash page, you mean?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's pretty.
Yeah?
Well, the way I had it bookmarked before...
It would go to...
It just skipped straight to the main .html.
Sure.
Wanted by U.S. Marshals. Highly prolific. Inaccurable voice radio pirate.
Oh, fuck, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I'm going to have to change that. I think
it's fine.
Yeah, I think I did BR and then 10 next, sorry.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually have to change my profile, I just realized.
Oh, really?
I no longer live in Florida.
Oh, right, yeah, that's right.
One of those things. Or, you know, we could leave that there. What the hell?
I'm going to have to find a new picture for Planet. What do you think?
I think we should change that up now and again.
Maybe like a little action photo of Ron Jeremy.
Oh no.
On the job.
Yeah.
I think we should change it around, like have a new picture for him every week, like with a new person.
Definitely. Just like random people that I find on the internet.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? He says he agrees.
Excellent.
Fine. I'm going to keep that Ron Jeremy pick and keep putting it back.
Okay. I'm just going to have like a cock.
Planet Lady is a giant wang.
Yeah. I'll have to change mine.
Yeah, sure,
I look like I've been spanked by a monkey or something. I don't look too
You don't look terribly happy. Okay.
No, I look really upset in that picture.
Especially in comparison to Scobie with that nice grin.
Yeah. Everybody looks happy, like Planet, Scobie. You look like you've just smoked the biggest spliff in your life. And TC looks
I
like
think I had.
And TC looks like he's just got something shoved up his ass.
Well, I do look pretty stoned in that picture.
Yeah. We were saying how you never look the same in all the pictures that you have that we've seen of you.
Really?
Yeah, you just look different in each one.
How so?
I don't know, your face and, like, appearance, I guess.
Yeah, I mean... Well, the one I'm comparing to is like I mean, the one on your profile and then the one where you photoshopped where, you know, as the weatherman.
Yeah.
You just look completely different.
Yeah.
That's not a Photoshop.
No, it's real.
Actually, the weatherman.
Well, he was in, I think he was, it was like a green screen thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a green screen thing that they had at the State Fair.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That, you see, it was set up for little kids, that's why I look so enormous.
Hmm. Oh, you know that.
Yeah, that.
You know that picture of you with the fro, standing in front of what looks like a door and a bookcase behind you.
Yeah.
I've got that as my background on my PDA.
That was my Halloween rig.
Yeah, and when people ask me who's that, I'm like, oh, that's my partner. Because he just looks so gay.
Fabulous, thank you for asking.
Yeah, darling.
I don't know. Let me just take another look at that picture there.
Yeah, take a look at it in a different light. Maybe with...
I do. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, I do. I see what you're getting at there.
Yeah.
I'm giving that, like, hey, sexy look.
Yeah, I had to do it, man. And I think TC's got it. TC's got it as his MSN picture as well.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Got her out of it.
It's odd that one looks more gay than the picture of me dancing on the bar at the club with a tranny.
Yeah, actually.
Strange.
Yeah, I did think that woman looked a bit butch.
Just a touch. She was also like 6'5". Yeah. That was a fun party, though. Good time.
I can imagine.
Then again, I do think the one where you're standing in front of that door, it really does, that cheesy grin does it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. You know, we're all a little bit gay.
Yeah, that's right. Some more than others, though.
Oh, yeah. I guess I can see that. Like, I guess, I was just going through some of the pictures that I have, me at the fair, and then my profile, and then, well, it's no wonder I don't look like myself with a giant afro.
Yeah.
Like the one with me on the phone, the one of me just wearing a tie.
Yeah. that's probably the gayest picture of them all.
Oh, come on, that picture's not all that gay.
No, okay. Well, is that a tattoo on your right forearm?
Deltoid, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
That's my martini tattoo.
Nice.
If y'all didn't know, I party pretty hard.
I'll tell you what you look like when you're... that picture where you're dancing with that transvestite with the blonde wig. You know that guy from Groundhog Day? What's his name?
Bill Murray.
Yeah, you look like him. Don't you think? I've got a picture of him right here. Let me just compare. I've got Groundhog Day on VHS.
Oh, you know.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What do you have to say to that? I think you photoshopped yourself.
No, man, these are all real. Yeah. That's the scariest part. I'm a chameleon, mind you. Everything changes.
Yeah.
I mean, the odd part is that all of those pictures were taken, like, within the past, maybe the past year.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, they were, I don't know, it's not like it was over a long period of time where I actually look any different.
Yeah.
I just... just think I think cameras, you know, have a very difficult time capturing the essence of it.
What was that?
Ouch.
That was a mini DV cassette tape.
Nice.
Never mind. Yeah, it's true. Some people look. Maybe it's just facial expression or the angle of the picture when it's taken and stuff like that.
Someday when I come over to England and like we meet and everything, yeah. I'm gonna be like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
You look nothing like that.
I was just thinking about
you're not iconic. Who do you work for? Thank you. I have pictures. You look nothing like
him. I'll probably be able to tell by the voice. You know.
Yeah, that'll.
That sexy American accent.
See, the weirdest thing is I don't even think of it like an accent.
Yeah, it's because you speak it every day and you hear it.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose we sound completely different to you as well.
Well, not different. It just sounds English.
Yeah. The way it should be spoken.
Most likely.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Although I don't know if you blokes are the best example.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, come on. It was a joke. It was a joke. I was just getting my digs in. Come on.
Well, you know, we could speak it like this.
Hi. Why, would you prefer a proper British accent?
Yes.
Yes, like, why do you prefer the proper British accent? Please enunciate your words clearly. I'd like better to understand. Thank you.
Right, well, I think we're coming to the end of episode 52, and we haven't had any problems at all with connection.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Bad. How the hell can it cut out in the middle of a rant?
I know.
On mice. How is that even feasible? It baffles me.
I think somebody was listening and just pulled the plug on it.
Like, holy crap, he's gone too far.
Yeah.
Right after, can you imagine 36 double D's on a mouse? They wouldn't even be able to roll around. Everything dies.
Just to check, is Planet still with us?
Yeah, just about. I'm getting a bit of break up though.
Yeah, there's something up with G-Talk, so I just thought I might check. Okay. With regards to ending music, anyone have any suggestions, anything like that?
Something
AC/DC,
good.
AC/DC, Back in Black.
What's that? AC/DC?
I said Back in Black.
Wow. Don't know what you're talking about there.
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Let's see if I've got any AC/DC.
Dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum.
Fantastic rendition of Angus Young.
I'm just scanning my entire collection for AC/DC. Bom 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 bom. Bom bom. No, nothing found. Anything else?
Nothing.
No. Maybe we should kind of do it by ourselves. Make a voice one.
I think Ionix should DJ again.
Yes.
Ooh, I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me pull up the proper equipment.
Okay.
Wow, that sounded good.
Yeah.
Let me just find my tool.
The proper equipment's going to be a saucepan, isn't it? Start hitting the saucepan.
A saucepan and a salt shaker.
Wicky wicky. Oh my god. You guys are too much fun. Oh, I have off from work tomorrow, so I'll be able to join the show normal.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I got some ending music for us. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to have to say goodbye because I have to cut out my mic
okay.
in order to be able to DJ this.
That's
so,
fine.
Good night for my Onyx.
Yeah, good night. See you tomorrow.
Good night, mate.
So, good night to you all. Thank you for joining and listening in and everything like that. And hope to see everybody on Friday.
Oh, unfortunately not me. Oh. But goodbye for me tonight.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And cue
music.